Hey, welcome to today's show for the 19th of September, 2019. We're going to go back a year to the 19th of September, 2018. And I don't know if we're back yet or not from the vacation, but we will have our encore shows through tomorrow. There will not be a chat tomorrow night. We'll be back with you guys on Monday, and I'll have all kinds of wonderful stories to tell you, I'm sure, et cetera, et cetera. Also, be sure to get a backstage pass because you could, if you don't have one, you could be enjoying the pre-shows that we've been sending. Hopefully they've been enjoyable. We've sent them via audio on one of our apps, and you know, it was our way of kind of connecting the vacation to the thing that we do and all of that stuff. So anyway, welcome to the show. This is from the 19th of September, 2018, this encore show. Don Berman from Channel 19 News just got a Twitter account, and he announced on it that he's going back to rehab for alcohol and Vicodin abuse. So, also, Frank Gray's Law Report number 2 is featured on this encore show.
Don't you tell them about the sale of these?
Tell them about the sale of these. Are the sale of these. And if you enjoy the sale of these, if you enjoy the Misery Slims, if you enjoy artificial intelligence in Texas, go over to Spotify.
That's right. Go to Spotify and check them out. They should, their music's there, right?
Yeah, it should be there.
Now, what is Spotify?
It's a music delivery service of some kind in general. These are the bands that Phil likes to highlight here.
Oh, these are the C'est La Vie's.
Anyway, welcome to the program, world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Well, Don Berman got himself a Twitter account, and he's tweeting.
Well, he's not tweeting that much because I just went over to it.
Yeah, it's only got one tweet.
I know, but I think he's going to start tweeting tomorrow or something like that. He'll begin tweeting in earnest, and it's going to be interesting to find out what Don Berman is. By the way, for those of you that don't know, he's a local newsman. He's an anchor on Channel 19 News. And for a very long time, Don has delivered the news to Southern California over on Channel 19. He's on the line with this newsmaker line here from Channel 19, the newsroom. Don, good evening.
Good evening, Phil.
And you've got a Twitter account. Now, why now? What is going on that you would get a Twitter account now?
Well, I mean, I felt that I'm not sure I understand your question.
Well, Don, we've all had Twitter accounts. Phil's had his account since 2008. I've had mine since, I don't know, General.
I just got mine.
Well, Robert, do you have one?
No, I do not have one.
Well, there you go.
Robert doesn't like Twitter.
And I barely like Twitter. I can barely stand Twitter, and I'm saying this with great honesty. I know there's a lot of people that are listening, and people that are fans of Don Berman, fans of the Don Berman and Channel 19 News team, you know, with Donna Deacon, I forget her name now.
Don.
My name is Don. I'm talking about Donna.
No, I know that, but the problem you're having with remembering Donna's name...
Do you know it, Mr. Henry?
I do not know it, no.
Well, then what are you bugging him about it for?
Because I don't work at Channel 19.
All right, well, let's not have an argument, folks.
Good God.
All right, Phil.
You don't remember her name.
I don't remember her name. I remember Goldie Showers. I know he does the weather. Listen, I know what Phil's getting at, and the reason he's getting at this is because I'm going back in.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well,
you're going to go back to rehab.
I have to go. I'm going. However, there is good news.
Now, Don, you're getting a Twitter account. You're advertising. You're anchoring on Channel 19 News. And you're going back into rehab.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I'm putting it all up front, and I'm laying it on the line. The station wants me to do this. I want to do it. And it'll make for a great report.
Now, wait a minute, Don. This is not the first time that you've gone into rehab and said, hey, I know, I'll report on myself.
Yeah, but those other times, I lapsed. All right, this time, it's going to take.
How do you know it's going to take?
Because I've been accepted at Frolicking Dolphin. Frolicking Dolphin, though.
The Frolicking Dolphin?
Yes, Frolicking Dolphin in Malibu.
God damn, that's...
What about it, man?
It's one of the top drug rehab places of all time.
Of all time?
I've never heard of it, Bud. What is it?
It's just one of the most famous drug rehab places.
Now, Frolicking Dolphin, interesting that Bud would know about it. You've never...
I've never had a drug problem or anything.
Well, then how come you know about it, man?
People I know. People I know and people that I respect.
People you know and people you respect.
Yeah. I'm not about to tell you their names or nothing.
Well, at some point I'd like to know their names, but I won't publicize them, but I would like to know who they are. Are they famous?
A couple of them are famous, yeah.
Who do you know that...
Don't ask me any question about it.
I'd like to know, but...
Don't ask me no question.
I'm not going to ask you no question. My beat is Hollywood, all right?
What?
Oh, I'm gonna kick...
Wait. Stop it.
I'm a Hollywood entertainment reporter. I need to know the names of the people that... If you know famous people that I don't know...
That's really burning your girdle up, isn't it, Margaret?
I beg your pardon?
The fact that Bud knows somebody who's famous that you don't know.
We don't know if it's someone that Margaret doesn't know, Bud just won't say, and I respect that, Bud. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there's such a thing as anonymity.
Yeah, if everybody who takes drugs is trying to rehab from it, and alcohol, you got to maintain their anonymity.
You've got to... It's called anonymity.
Anonymity, yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. Now, in my case...
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is it with you that you're spilling your guts to the whole world?
I'm not spilling my guts, General. In my case, yes, I had a slip with alcohol, and I also had a slip with drugs, and I'm not proud of it. And the great thing about working for Channel 19 is that they have given me the chances to, you know, clean my act up. I guess you want to... Put it that way.
Well, you've got a hard-driving general manager named L. Ron Martin.
Yeah, the guy treats you like garbage.
Hey, let me tell you something. The number of times I've gone into alcohol and drug rehab, and all this guy does is come over to my... He parks an espresso machine on my desk.
Well, that's it right there. That's the humiliation that you put up with.
It's not humiliating. It's fine. I mean, yeah, it interrupts me, and he kind of looks down on me, and he's got a lot of these greaseball...
Watch it.
All right, but some of his friends come into the play. What I want to say, this is way more important. What I want to say now, Phil, and it is something that I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Channel 19 has given me every opportunity to clean it up. I am.
How many times have you gone into rehab?
I was just about to.
Phil, give him a chance. Sorry.
I've been in rehab. This will be my fourth time.
Oh, for God's sake, Don.
Well, what is it with all... Are you my mother or something?
Don, you're going to wind up dying, man.
I beg your pardon?
You're going to wind up dying, man. You're gonna slip one too many times, take too many drugs, and you'll die.
What makes you think I would take too many drugs?
I have a friend of mine who will be nameless, who is a very happy guy. Well, Jesus.
Now you got to say it, Mr. Henry.
Well, who is it, Phil?
I will never say the name of anybody that I know that went through this.
Well, I'm a newsman, so I demand to know.
I'm not telling you his name any more than I would say your name if you didn't want me to.
Well, but you are.
Because you are, man.
You are, you cat.
What is it with you, Berman? Are you still on the stuff? You're on some kind of a joy juice.
I forgot.
You forgot.
What about this friend of yours?
Don, I'm telling you, I had a friend of mine who was a very happy person. He had nothing wrong with his life. He had everything going for him. He had a great job. And he came home one night and decided to party. And I think he snorted some heroin.
And you know people like this.
Excuse me, Mark, but I just don't run with the Greek class crowd that you do.
I beg your pardon. I've known some great drug addicts. Well,
yeah, you don't drink.
You're saying you've known great drug addicts.
I've known a few.
Yeah, so, as I was saying, now I forget.
You got a friend who, what, he OD'd on heroin?
He snorted heroin and he died. He nodded off and choked on his vomit. That's what I was told anyway. I don't know exactly, but I know that he nodded off and died in his sleep somehow. So, you may be wanting to party and having a good time and you may be happy and you may be, oh, wow, this won't hurt me, you know, just one time and everything's going well for you. And just, you know, people who die from drug overdoses... Sometimes they're really, you know, everything going cool in their life.
Now, wait a minute. How do you know something's going cool in a guy's life when he needs to take that stuff to get his kicks? Ah, come on, General. Don't be so old-fashioned.
What's old-fashioned about that? I enjoy my life. You see me using drugs?
You drink.
That's not the same thing.
Well, I can tell you, General Shaw, as much as I respect you, I've been in rehab for that, too. You know?
Yeah, because you're an alcoholic. General Galen Shaw isn't.
Alcoholism's a disease. There's no question about that.
Well, wait a minute. Are you telling me that Shaw's somehow better than me?
I haven't been into rehab. I drink, and I don't have to go to rehab.
That's what I hate about a lot of these.
About what?
I don't like a lot of these people that can drink, and they just walk around like it's okay.
Don't get hung up on that.
You can't get hung up on that, Don. Now, what were you going to tell us about your...
About I'm going to Frolicking Dolphin. I was excited about that until you guys started getting off on your... A friend of yours died from snorting heroin.
I'm sorry, but I just wanted you to know you can accidentally OD.
Well, I'm not going to accidentally. I'm going to Frolicking Dolphin. It's one of the best rehab houses in all of America. And I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be doing the report. And yes, it's going to be a good report because I'm not slipping this time.
But you slipped this. You just did it. You know.
What are you trying to say?
What?
You just did slip.
Yeah.
I just did slip. Oh, yes, I did. I just did slip. And I'm, you know.
So what, was it alcohol?
It was alcohol and you know, some other things.
Like what?
I don't think I want to tell you.
Hey, let me tell you something, Berman. You're on this show. You're telling us all about this drug rehab place. The audience has a right to know what it is you're going in for.
What I'm going in for? I mean, it's not like I'm going to jail or something.
What are the drugs that you use?
Oh, boy.
Don?
I drink, and I chopped up some Vicodin. Big deal.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, you snorted it?
What about it?
What about it? I mean, you have a problem with this stuff.
Yeah, I do. And I have. And I had with fentanyl, I thought Vicodin.
So you're taking those opioids, is that it?
Yeah, I'm taking it. General, this is what you sound like. General, I got it under control.
Hey, I don't care what I sound like. I'll bet you sound like a real winner after you've spent a whole night chopping Vicodin up. Slobbered all over everybody.
You know what? What you're doing, Phil, now is you're poisoning the audience for my big newscast tomorrow night because I'm going to be telling people at the 5, 6, 7, and 9 o'clock reports and then again at 11 and 12.
Why don't they cut back the newscasts over there?
Because we pride ourselves on news. We are a news television station. Yes, we have reruns of Star Trek The Next Generation. We've got reruns of House. And we have some original programming, although I don't want to mention it because...
It's not very good.
No, it's not very... But the news, our news product is fantastic. And what I'm trying to say to you is that tomorrow night I will tell the audience at the 5, the 6...
That's it. We were talking about too many newscasts.
All right. Well, you talk to L. Ron Martin about that.
L. Ron Martin, this guy runs you, man.
God, General, you just went, this guy runs you. You hear that?
Hey, Don. Yeah. Don, let me tell you something. I'm not the guy that's got to go into frolicking dolphin.
Man, you got a frolicking dolphin.
Fracking dolphin?
Frolicking dolphin. Yeah, frolicking dolphin to get rid of... Well, hey, man, I bet you get the heebie-jeebies.
Now, don't say that's very, very... That's unkind.
Yeah, I bet you got that, like, spiders crawling all over you and everything.
No, just shut your mouth. You shut your holes.
Hey, guys, knock it off. Not funny.
Well, do you? Do you ever have those spiders crawling over you, General?
Hey, you know, if I did...
I'll bet you're like Ray Milland of The Lost Weekend. You see a bat eating a mouse and go, yeah!
What a piece. You really like to kick a guy when he's down.
You're going to Frolicking Dolphin. What do you care?
Tell me about these drugs.
I told you, I chop up some Vicodin.
And you did fentanyl the last time.
These are opioids. They're bad for you. Yes, I know. And this is why President Trump has spotlighted them, and I'm going to be doing my report when I get out on the curse of opioids. What are we doing about it in America?
Do you know how boring that would be?
Oh, well, excuse me, Phil.
Well, I mean, we've been talking about this ever since the election.
Well, we're going to talk about it some more. Are you telling me it's old news?
Yeah, slightly, man. I mean, we know that opioids are bad.
Yeah, they have to do in the reports.
What reports have you guys seen?
They got them on all over the news stations. Come on, Don, give me a break. So you're going to come out. It would be way better for you to talk about your experience and to say, this is it, folks. You will never see Don Berman going back into rehab again.
Here. I think that's a great idea.
You know what? That's not a bad idea, Don. Say, I know I've let you down, but I'll never let you down again. I'm Don Berman at Frolicking Dolphin. And you know what you ought to do? And I'm dead serious. You should frolic into the ocean.
Yeah, you know something?
I'm dead serious. You should have on a bathing suit and say, I'm Don Berman at Frolicking Dolphin, and I feel so good after my rehab, I'm frolicking out into the ocean.
No, I know you're serious. It.
I don't know, man.
Oh, okay, Mr. Producer. Jesus.
Yeah, for a minute there, you thought you were Don Berman and...
Never mind, Mr. Producer, Mr. Producer Jr.
I just think it's...
I think it would look... As the kids say, and I don't mean this as a slam on gay people,
it would look gay. It is a slam on gay people.
No, it is not.
It is. You may not mean it, but gay people don't like that. It would be like saying, oh, you know what? You'll look black if you go into the ocean.
Well, God.
Hey, Don, come on, man. Grow the hell up.
You're telling me to grow. I came on this program tonight to promote my news product on Channel 19, and here you people are going, telling me to grow up.
Well, Don, you're losing it. Just think of your viewers.
All right, you're right. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to watch my report tomorrow night. I will be telling you about my...
Yeah, see, man, you're going to get nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'll be telling you about my trip inside My trip inside, that is, to rehab off of drugs and you know.
Well, that you got to jazz it up a little bit.
Well, my rehab off of drugs, and then what I will do is I will do a report when I get out, and I had been chopping up Vicodin.
Yeah, how are you going to say that?
How are you going to tell them that you've been chopping up Vicodin?
Well, I mean, just tell them. Just come out and say it. I was snorting Vicodin.
That's what you were doing.
I know, but...
Just say, were you sneaking into bathrooms?
I was, yeah.
Well, what did you... You know, you're going to have a hard time doing a report.
Really, just what you did?
Hey, man, forget about the way I'm talking. You're going to have a hard time doing a report if you can't talk about this.
I went into the bathroom where one of the young ladies I know, she had some Vicodin in her purse. I chopped it up and snorted it.
Where were you?
At my house.
Well, just one time?
No, not just one time. I've had access to it, and I had access to fentanyl, and as well as my old standby gin and tonics, and...
You were drinking right out of the bottle. Now, you told me you were drinking straight from the bottle.
I was. I was drinking straight from the bottle of gin, using fentanyl.
You could have, man. You could have died.
Here you go again.
Well, that is an insane mixture.
All right, tomorrow night, Don Berman on Channel 19. Will you be tweeting about this?
Yes, I'll be tweeting about it, but I'm not going to be going into the graphic detail that you people wanted me to go into tonight. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
There goes that espresso machine again.
And thank you. I'm real sorry. Hey, you're doing a great job, Don. Thank you, L. Ron. And I want to tell you, you know, you're going into, what are you going to do, the drugs? I'm not doing drugs anymore. Oh, you're not doing them anymore, okay. Hey, Joey. Just one more cup of coffee. Joey, give me a cup. Give me another one. Get one for a fraction of you. Yeah. Hold on. I'll be with you in a minute. You talking to me? No, I'm not talking to Phil Henry. I'm on his show. Who? Phil? Hey, Tommy! Yo ho ho ho! Come on, get it. All right, sorry about it. Thank you, L. Ron.
That's the guy that hasn't fired you.
Hey, pal. I'm one of the top news anchors in Los Angeles. He fires me. And he better run around. Never. Yeah. Sorry, I just missed out. Tony Boy is here. He's my son.
Yeah, there's Don Berman, folks. The espresso machine's parked on his desk. That's the big time news anchor.
Oh, blow it out your ass. Sorry, okay. Got it. You're welcome. And so.
That guy hasn't fired you, and that's why you get to keep your job, and that's why, you know. A lot of things.
And you know what, Phil? I'm getting a little tired of...
Well, Phil has you on the program, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night at what, 5, 6, 7?
At the 5, the 6, the 7, the 9, the midnight of the 1. They want to stretch it out. I'll be announcing that I will be taking a sabbatical of 3 months, or however long. I don't know how long it is.
How long does it take you to get the drugs out of you?
It doesn't take that long. It takes... I'll be rehabbing for... I'll tell you, probably a month, I don't know.
You don't know how long you're going to be in there.
No, I don't, but I think probably a month.
Well, you said 3 months.
All right, 3 months, I don't know.
Well, you should call up Frolicking Dolphin and find out.
Have you got their number?
You going to do it right now?
Might as well, yeah. Yeah, I got it. Let me, I call this the Frolicking Dolphin and find out just how long I'm going to be staying there. I don't have any idea, you know.
Calling the Frolicking Dolphin Rehab Center.
King Dolphin. Hello? Yes, hi. How are you? Are you the attendant? I'm answering the phone. Yes, you're answering the phone. This is Don Berman from Channel 19 News.
Hi.
Hello. I am... are you a doctor there?
No, not... The doctor is right now with a patient.
Well, you have a great many. This is Frolicking Dolphin, the drug rehab place.
Yeah.
I'm Don Berman. I'll be going there as a... I'll be staying there.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to talk with one of the doctors to find out how long...
Hold on. Here's a... Play with the phone. I told you don't ever play with the phone.
I had to
answer it. Hello?
Yes. Who is this?
Yes, it's Dr. Saperstein.
Dr. Saperstein, this is Don Berman. Oh, hello, Don. Yes, I saw your paperwork. You saw my paperwork today?
I did, yes.
Now, can you tell me, right now, we're, by the way, you're on the Phil Henry Show, you're on the air.
I'm on the what?
You're on a podcast.
Oh, in a podcast, right.
And you don't mind?
No, I don't. Who is it?
Phil Henry.
No.
Hi, Doc. It's Phil Henry.
Good for you. Now, I wanted to find out, Doc, how long am I going to be in there?
Don, I think what your case dictates is alcohol. You also have opiates in your system. You've been chopping it up, and you've been, you know, bumping it. How often?
Daily.
Every day. God damn.
Well, it's not a hopeless case. Oh, no.
Initially, I think they probably told you 3 months. I think you are with us for 6 weeks.
Oh, 6 weeks.
Yeah, and then we can let you go with a clean bill of health. Now, I got to tell you, if I see you in a parked car, like...
I know what you saw me a couple of weeks ago.
I saw Don, as long as we're on the podcast, I saw Don in a parked car when at a Malibu Inn, and his head kept going down and dipping down. I came over, he had a big, like something you put popcorn in, and he was just bumping the shit.
Okay, we are on the air.
I beg your pardon. So about 6 weeks.
All right, thank you.
You're hanging up on me, huh? I've never been so humid.
All right, that was Dr. Saperstein.
So I gathered, yeah.
So you you heard what he said, 6 weeks.
Yeah, I know. He sounds... How do you know that was the doctor, not one of the patients there?
That's a very good question, because the first guy that answered the phone didn't sound like he was on the planet Earth.
That first guy sounded like he'd just come straight from a lobotomy.
Oh, my God! What an insulting thing to say.
Well, he did, and then the doctor came on. How do you know he's not a patient, too?
He's Dr. Saperstein.
And you know him?
No, but he said he saw my paperwork.
For all you know, he was,
It's not a nut house, Phil, okay? That guy didn't wave over another nut. These are people who are in there for drug rehab. God, this is a waste of my precious time.
Don, thank you very much for being with us. We're going to look forward to your report tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet you are. The only thing you get...
Don Berman from Channel 19 News.
That's a really good point. I know it's not a nut house, but that last guy...
Well, you know, he had the very central casting German accent.
That's why I was suspicious.
Oh, you were suspicious?
I was, yeah.
I don't think so. I think you got suspicious when the rest of us said...
Yeah, I think you were buying it, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
Oh, really? And the rest of you guys were kind of already suspicious?
Well, I think so. We were all suspicious, but you're sitting there all, yeah, hey, Doc... Maybe I could use a stay there. I'm kidding around.
Yeah. Don Berman, he'll be on Channel 19 tomorrow night to further explain, and then he'll do a report when he comes out in 6 weeks.
Jeez. You think he's going to slip again?
No, I don't. You think Don's listening?
No.
Okay. Yes, I do.
Oh, Phil, that's not giving him very much confidence.
Yes, I do. I think he will slip again. All right, we're coming back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show with...
Frank Gray's Law Report. A lot of you people thought we might have forgotten it. No, Frank Gray is next with the Law Report.
Frank Gray, yeah.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Do you really want to hurt him? Well, you can at Mufflers Incorporated. You can hurt him bad by bringing in your garbage can car with the muffler hanging off of it and tell him, I want this in a half an hour. At Mufflers Incorporated, we'll do it even if it hurts, even if it really sears the soul and the mind and the sensibilities of our mechanics. This is one of our mechanics, Jim Jeffco. But if you really want to hurt him, bring your garbage can in now to...
Muffler Incorporated!
Muffler Incorporated. Bring it in and tell him I need it in a half an hour and don't give me any stuff at all. Muffler Incorporated, now in 3 locations, in the city of Agaba and in downtown Swelbin. Now coming to Burnvie, Mufflers Incorporated.
Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Dean. Been a long time since I did this song. And ever since then, I've gotten into the sausage-making business. Isn't that whack? That's right. I was a recording star, and I decided I don't want to do that anymore. I want to make sausage. I want to go ahead and slaughter pigs and make breakfast for everybody. That's right. I'm Jimmy Dean. I make sausages now. I don't sing.
How much money did you make in the recording business as opposed to sausages?
3 guesses. The first 2 don't count. Let me just give you a hint.
Sweet! I goes to the sausage?
Yeah, what happened to your nose, man?
We just drifted into town.
Jimmy Dean, from recording star to sausage.
Kind of quiet.
This week on A&E.
A&E Biography Series, something for everyone. A&E, Jimmy Dean, recording star to sausage maker.
Y'all, I bet he was.
Hey, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget to get your year's subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And when you do, you get a voice... of one of the characters that Phil does. You get a voice like on a voicemail or some jazz. I don't know how. How does it work, Phil?
Yeah, record a character voice of your choosing and You'll be glad you did, all that stuff.
Right.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show introducing tonight with great, great fondness, with great, great pride, with great, great pleasure, the great Frank Gray.
Yes, it's time now for Frank Gray's Law Report. Here now, Frank Gray. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Margaret.
Yes, Frank.
Wanted to ask you a question. Can I turn that goddamn...
All right, Frank, we got it, man.
Margaret, when you get on here and you're... When you get on here and you say, yeah, at the end, please don't do that.
I like to do it because it emphasizes your appearance. Frank, listen, you leave the promotion to Mama, all right? Just do your little law report.
My little law report? My God, when he says that, I almost think he's talking about my penis.
All right, Frank.
Jesus, Frank, give it a rest, will you?
Give what a rest? I'm just speaking facts, okay? He's my wife. I share certain things with him and he with me. You remember that, Margaret, when you said to me one time, you said, you know, when you say your little law report, that's...
All right, Frank, so how about it? How's the law report today? What do you got for us?
Jesus, H.
Yeah, people want to know.
All right, okay. Here's today's law report. This is taken from the files of Frank Gray. That's me. And it's taken from my files.
Now, this is a good one.
Yeah, this is a case that I took in 1975. It's been interesting. It was just about the time that the Poltergeist movies was coming out. You know those movies, Phil?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and they were all... It was all the rage. And so I took this case, and it was a guy who bought a house. And the issue with the house was that it had a reputation for being haunted. And it was over here in the Marlboro District, North Hollywood, if you know the area.
Not really.
It's a very old part of town. A lot of old houses. A
lot of old houses. And so you can drive down the street in the Marlboro District and you're seeing all these houses and you're imagining, ooh, you know.
They look like old haunted houses and stuff?
Yeah, you know, some of them. They look, you know, some ghosts, who knows, ghosts flying. You can imagine ghosts flying in and out of the windows. Anyway, she comes to me and she says, hey, Mr. Gray, I bought this house. I think that it's haunted because I said, is it haunted? Really? Or you just think it's haunted? And she says to me, well, my wife, he thought he heard something. And I said, what? And, you know, she says to me, well, my wife thought he heard some clanging chains and someone going, ooh. A lot of cornball. I mean, I laughed at the guy.
God, I would have too. I would have laughed at him too.
You would have laughed at Tone?
Yeah, Phil's... There's no making out what Phil's saying tonight.
Yeah.
You laughed at him. I would have laughed at him, too.
Okay. All right. Well, that's... At least you're agreeing with me. In fact, I think I did laugh at her. You know, she goes, well, my wife told me when he came home from work that the night before he heard while he was folding laundry and getting ready to, you know, to iron one of his dresses, he said he heard at the end of the hallway some chains clanking and someone going, ah, ooh. You know, there's no accounting for taste.
It sounds like some made-up story, Frank.
Are you telling me I'm making that up?
No, I mean, it sounds like this guy was making up. What was he trying to get out of?
Well, let me tell you something there, genius. She was not trying to get out of it. Let me just finish the story here.
Go ahead, yeah, because we haven't heard the whole thing.
So what happened was we brought the case, and we said that the seller had discovered the haunting, or disclosed that the seller had not disclosed the haunting, and the seller was some big football player. I forget the name, but my client had mentioned the name of her. She was a big football player for one of the L.A. Is the L.A. Cardinals.
Frank, you follow football.
I know, but I don't know where the teams are anymore, all right?
It's the Arizona Cardinals.
That's it, the Arizona Cardinals. And,
Well, maybe you don't know where the teams are. Mr. Gray, they're the same cities.
No, they are not in the same cities. The Chargers are in L.A. The Rams are in L.A. Yo, Jesus H. Christ.
All right, so, Frank, what happened?
All right, well, what happened? I brought the lawsuit, and I brought my client in, and she said that clanging of chains and the sound of someone going, ooh, or... And it was the judge said, well, how do you write ooh in the stenographer? And I went over to the stenographer, a young lady, very, very petite blonde, and I said to him, just write ooh, oh, 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 or something like, you know, and the judge said, how dare you? And I said, you know.
Well, how did that get squared away?
It got squared away. So, and I said to the judge and to the assembled that the seller of the house had not disclosed. This is this big football player. She hadn't disclosed that there was ghosts and the whole thing was haunted.
Well, was it haunted or was this just a reputation?
I think you said a reputation, right?
Yeah, the house had a reputation. I don't know if there are really ghosts. The wife of the guy that I took the case from, he said he heard while he was ironing one of his dresses for work the next day, he heard the ghost go clang, clang, and the woo, or some kind of a sound like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you people think I'm nuts or something?
No, but we want to get to the meat of the story.
What do you mean, the meat of the story?
What? How did it all come out, Frank?
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, so we presented the case. The seller presented the case. The seller saying, what's the problem? And I told the attorney, her counsel, I said, listen, my client moved into the house, and everything was copacetic, and now my client finds out that it's haunted, or it could be haunted. Her wife hears some noises, and he investigates and hears this clanging chains. And
was that the only evidence of the ghost?
No, that wasn't the only evidence. This my client's daughter saw something fly across the room, and when he asked him what was it, he said, "It's just a little girl." And he said, "It looked like an elf." Just went, "Yeah, you know." That's what the kid said.
The kid said, yeah.
Yes, because I talked to the kid, and he said, I said, dear, what did the little elf say? And he goes, it flew through the air going, yeah. And that's all I needed to hear. And I went to the judge. I said, you understand, an elf flying through the air going, yeah. And the judge looked at me as if I was nuts. And I said, Judge, no one is going to buy a house that's haunted or has a reputation for being haunted. I don't care who you are. I don't care how, you know, what a big shot you are. I don't care if you're, you know, in the hell angels or just a real badass. No one's going to do it. And the court sided with us. So.
Oh, so you won the case.
Yes, I won the case. We were married when I took the case.
Frank, I don't know half the stuff you were doing back then. It was before you were, it's before he was retired.
So what did they say?
What they said was that the seller had to disclose this information regardless. And, of course, her attorney argued, well, there's a lot of things you don't have to disclose. And the judge said, I know, but, you know, what do you want from me? I could tell that she was falling asleep and against, you know, falling asleep on her gavel, so.
Well, that's great. That's a judge I want working for me.
Well, they don't work for you, Phil.
No, but it's, yes, they do work for me, as a matter of fact.
No, they work for all of us. And by God, they're going to keep on working for all of us until they get it right. I'm Frank Gray. That's today's Law Report. Thank you. Yeah.
All right, you just did it.
I know I did it because that's...
A lot of people going, yeah, you know.
Well, there was that Rolling Stones song Keith Richards wrote, and the song was called He Said Yeah. Remember that?
You mean she said yeah?
No, he said yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Frank.
Oh, well, don't bust my balls over the...
Frank Gray and...
Didn't have to cut the music, Mr. Henry.
Okay, sorry. Here's the... Frank Gray there and the Law Report.
Well, aren't you Mr. Sunshine? Well, I mean, what do you want from me? It's...
I mean, watch tomorrow night, Channel 19's Don Berman will be on, and he will be talking about going to the Frolicking Dolphin. I'll take it from here. Tomorrow night, Don Berman will be going to the Frolic... Well, he'll have a report about going to the Frolicking Dolphin drug rehab house. Christ.
I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah. That world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Phil Henry.
And I'm Margaret Gray.
You're Margaret Gray.
I get the last...